This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us. I appreciate the time you spend, again, on the air and just being part of this, being involved, being engaged. That's the way it should be. I want you involved and engaged. So head up to the website, realside.com. You know, if you listen to the last hour, there was somebody who asked me to give the address out to send donations to. And I know there's a lot of people now, they're not using their credit cards online, they don't like it, they want to send a check or what have you. So what I'm going to do is 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563 is the number for the show, you know, for the show. And I'm going to put on the recording what the address is. That way I don't have to like spell it out online. It's a free call. It's easy for you to get, and you can get it anytime you want to. So I'll take care of that later on. But it was a great idea. I want to thank you for giving me that idea. Anyway, we're talking about, again, it's going to be a total show around the shooters. Not their names. Maybe not even totally what they did, but I'm so tired of hearing about this. Is, you know, the 2020 candidates, for the most part, for Democrats, this is all President Trump's fault. Because we never had mass shootings under Obama, but they weren't his fault. They were the gun's fault. Isn't it funny? To show you how much this sickness has taken hold in these people. Yeah, you heard me. These people. Those sickos on the left that want to blame this on Trump. When we had a mass shooting under Obama, it had nothing to do with what Obama was doing and saying, and even though race relations went into the toilet under Obama, it had nothing to do with what he was saying or doing. It had to do with the guns and the hate of the white supremacists. Under Trump, it's all about Trump. Trump bringing it on. He's making it happen. It shows you how dishonest they are. And there's no other word for it. They're dishonest. Get up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. A lot going on up there. A lot happening. I'm going to bring a couple of guests on tonight. We can talk about some solutions for this. I don't have any. I can tell you what's going on. I can tell you what it appears to be. I mean, my solution is going to be from a religious standpoint. My solution is going to bring, let's bring God back into the picture. Let's stop shoving him out of everything and then asking where he's at. Where's your God now, man? Well, my God's exactly where you want him, outside the schools, outside the houses, outside the temples, outside the supermarkets. You want him out of everything. And then you wonder where he is. And you're the same people that don't want to be forced to do anything. So God forbid that he forced himself on you. You'd be really freaking out, wouldn't you? I love these people say, well, I'll argue the point when I get in front of him. I'll tell him where he's wrong. Yeah, okay. That's a mental health issue, too. You're going to argue with the creator of the universe, the one who set everything in motion, the one who keeps the oxygen going into your lungs. You're going to tell him what he's doing wrong. I would only hope that is videotaped so I can see it when I get there. Or, if I'm already there, I'm going to sit on the couch and watch you explain that one. The young man in Dayton, or the young animal person in Dayton, who killed 9 people Sunday morning. You ready for this? I mean, again, to the medical, what did you say was this, Psychiatric Association? The American Psychiatric Association. You people need to be checked. You're another one that needs to go through some psychiatric care.
I'm sorry, psychological.
Psychological Association, okay? You're another group that needs to be checked. Listen to what these people are saying. Listen to what they're writing. The man who killed 9 people Sunday morning in Dayton's Oregon District was once kicked out of high school for making a list of girls he wanted to kill. Hello? Is that normal thought? That sound like something that somebody who's sane wants to do? Connor, didn't want to say his name. Anyway, he's 24. He shot and killed by Dayton police and during a brief yet deadly rampage. Those guys were great. They show up in the middle of the shoot. You want to talk about real heroes? All this social justice garbage, and we're calling them heroes for coming out for being cisgen or non-gen or overgen or whatever. They're not heroes. These guys are heroes. Ending a brief yet deadly rampage in which he killed his sister, 8 others, and injured 27. Police said they haven't yet established the motive for Sunday's massacre, but people who knew him say the warning signs were there. Signs of the shooter's unusual obsession with killing and death. They've been around for a long time. He's talked about these things for a long time. One person said, this isn't a mystery to me. I went to school with him. I'm furious that nobody did anything about this. The classmate who spoke on condition of anonymity said that the shooter once said that he fantasized about tying her up and slitting her throat. Sounds normal to me, doesn't it? Those are normal thoughts that a junior high schooler would have. The fetish was so macabre that even the shooter admitted he was scared of his own thoughts. He knew it wasn't normal, the woman said about the decade-old conversation. He and I talked at length about him getting some help. The woman said that she and her parents told the Bellbrook police about the bizarre admission, but the woman said she felt she wasn't taken seriously. Bellbrook police haven't released information about any of it. Chris Baker, the former Bellbrook High School principal who resigned this summer, confirmed the shooter was suspended for causing a lockdown by writing a hit list on the bathroom wall. He said, I would not dispute that information, but I don't want to get involved any more than just making that comment. Leave me alone. You know what? You know, again, principal knew what he was like. People around him knew he was like. And truly, if he was blown off by the police department, they should take responsibility for this as well. This is sickening and sad, and it is, I don't care what you say, it's a mental health issue. Joe Messina, your host. A lot more coming up after break. Julie Gunlock joins me. She's the director of the Independent Women's Forum Center for Progress. Not what you think it is. Come on back.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
Welcome to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I want to thank, listen, you know how I'm always on your case to call the local station. If you haven't listened on your smartphone, if you have to having to listen other than on your radio when you're driving around town, call your radio station and say, hey, why aren't you carrying the show? And because of you, because you've been doing that, we're coming up on 60 radio stations. So keep pushing, because they're tired of hearing you call. And then they get us on their lineup. So I do appreciate it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. Give me your email address. I only send one email out a week. I don't beat you up with this stuff. I let you know what we're going to be talking about, who's going to be coming on. If you don't prefer email, like some of you don't, and I get it, I don't either, you can always get notified by text message. So text TRS for the real side, right? TRS to 55222. TRS to 55222. You know, I've been all hopped up on what's been going on over the weekend. I'm so tired of hearing about how this is not a mental health issue. This is strictly a gun issue. It's all about the hate the president's putting out there. I mean, the Dems are on a roll with this. You cannot let them get away with it. Like I said earlier, when you have Kathy Griffin and others standing there with a bloody head of the president, okay, and these people are talking about hate, and some people want to take him out. Some people are talking about having him assassinated. I'm sorry. Who are the haters? Who are the ones that are spreading negativity and hate? It totally confuses me. Well, I've asked Julie Gunlock to join us today. She's a director for the Center for Progress and Innovation, Independent Women's Forum. And Julie, let me just bring you on because I want to get into this. I don't want to waste any time. I appreciate you joining me today. And you need to explain what the Independent Women's Forum Center for Progress is.
So I've been with the Independent Women's Forum has been around for over 20 years. And we're really dedicated to free markets and smaller government. We believe firmly that when government gets out of the way, women have more opportunities. I began the Center for Progress and Innovation, which is within the Independent Women's Forum, about a year ago. And I have been writing for a lot of years on some of the regressive policies that progressives actually advocate, whether that's in banning certain food items or banning certain agricultural products or processes. But the main thing that I do is really try to reassure moms. I think, and I don't want to go on too long, but I think any mom who's listening knows that we live in an era where we're told everything's going to kill our kids. You can't, you know, your kid can't take a bike ride, you know, without several layers of padding on. They're going to get kidnapped. You can't, you know, heaven forbid they ever have a Dorito or a frozen pizza. And so I try to reassure moms that life isn't as scary. Food in the grocery store isn't as scary. You know, just eat more fruits and vegetables. They don't have to be organic. They don't have to come from a boutique grocery store. So, again, I just try to push back a little bit on the narrative that we hear from a lot of progressives who really want to go back to, you know, the farming methods of the 1700s and the parenting and the worrying about parenting. So that is the name is how we should celebrate progress and innovation in the marketplace.
Well, Julie, I got to tell you something. Someone close to me recently had a baby, and they had this app, and the app told them what the baby needed and wanted based on the crying and how much food. And I was like, oh my God, how did we ever survive?
All you have to do, nowadays is talk to a grandmother who sort of rolls her eyes at either her daughter or her daughter-in-law who, you know, suggests that, you know, the child has to have, you know, the only the best and, you know, oh my gosh, heaven forbid you don't breastfeed. You know, anyway, we can go on and on about this.
Oh, yeah, yeah, no, I know that party.
Yeah. It's not a very fun time to be a mother these days.
No. So your book, From Cupcakes to Chemicals, How the Culture of Alarmism Makes Us Afraid of Everything and How to Fight Back. Now, part of this, I think it fits in. I might be way off. I've been talking about how people around these shooters for decades now,
They've
seen what was going on with these kids. They knew there was something wrong, and they were afraid to say anything.
Yeah. Well, we see this in a lot of, like, problems that face our society, whether it's childhood obesity or, violent video games. The solution is, the blame is always one thing. So with childhood obesity, it's sugary snacks, and then it's soda, and then it's Happy Meals, and then it's school lunches. It's like legislators, you know, policymakers love to blame one thing. And that's what we see with the gun issue. When there's one of these mass shootings, it's always the gun. It's the access to guns. It's not how our society has created a generation of lonely people that are disconnected from the community, how we have young men now who are very insular, oftentimes not leaving their house, not connecting with their families, and have no social sort of connection with people their own age. You have this whole phenomenon of what's called incels, and these are involuntary people who young men who, not voluntarily, but involuntarily, they never have sex. They don't have relations with women, and they have no social lives. And so, you know, that's part of it. We also have a serious mental health problem in this country. We have social media addictions. And so if you don't look at this problem more comprehensively, you're never going to solve it. And what's so sad is after these shootings, you saw liberal politicians immediately trying to score political points and get people, you know, on the side of more gun limits, which you look at cities like Baltimore and Chicago in the United States, they are, you know, practically European in terms of you cannot own a gun in Chicago or in Washington, D.C. or in Baltimore. These are cities with high crime rates, the highest murder rate.
Julie, unless you're a thug, I mean, you know where to get them, right? I mean, we see how that stops them from getting guns, right?
Well, it stops the law-abiding citizens from having right. being able to defend themselves, but it doesn't stop the gangs from shooting up a street corner, killing kids. I mean, it is unbelievable. 50, 100 people will die in Chicago every single weekend. And I love how people out there on Twitter, I've gotten quite a lot of Twitter fights today, talking about how this is no mass shootings as if Chicago experiencing 50 individual deaths isn't a mass shooting. Chicago has a mass shooting every
weekend.
You know, there's no mass shootings in Europe. Well, you know, Chicago has European style regulations on guns, and there's a mass shooting every single weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is kind of frustrating to me. I wish that there was a more nuanced approach, a better conversation about these things, and not a jump to blame guns.
No, I agree with you. It's too easy for them. And we'll talk more about that on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host, don't go far. We got a lot more coming up in just a few minutes.
You have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Two more people passing away as a result of their injuries suffered in the mass shooting at the Walmart in El Paso.
President Trump offering his condolences during an address to the nation as he speaks about the two mass shootings over the weekend, the one in Texas, the other in Dayton, Ohio.
I'm also directing the Department of Justice to propose legislation ensuring that those who commit hate crimes and mass murders face the death penalty, and that this capital punishment be delivered quickly, decisively, and without years of needless delay.
Counselor to the President Kellyanne Conway, a guest on The Story with Martha McCallum on Fox News.
The President laid out some concrete proposals. Many of them require bipartisan support by the Congress on Capitol Hill.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby who?
Abby Normal.
Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you want to get involved in the conversation, you can send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. But if you want to, there's a live chat room at the website. It's a chat room on Facebook. But I want to get right back to it. We're talking about the shootings that took place this weekend. And again, I want you to know something. According to the educated people, this is not a health issue. It's not a mental health issue. We can't blame it on the kids. We can't blame it on the people. We just can blame it on the gun. So I'm going to go throw up and come back in a minute. But in the interim, let's bring Julie Gundlach on with us. She's the director of Independent Women's Forum Center for Progress and Innovation. She's the author of a book, From Cupcakes to Chemicals, How the Culture of Alarmism Makes Us Afraid of Everything, and How to Fight Back. I mean, that's the part I like. How to Fight Back. Julie, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me on.
You know, I've been railing on this forever, and I always get nasties from people, especially when I start railing on parents. But when you look, I read the manifesto of the guy out of El Paso, and I got the biggest kick out of the part where, first of all, they're begging us not to say it's a mental health issue. But when you read that, okay, you there's no way that you could justify it. You couldn't smoke enough dope to justify that what that young man was writing was sane in any way, manner, or form. What are they afraid of?
Well, you know, the thing that frustrates me is that I mentioned having a comprehensive approach to this issue. And what frustrates me is you know, you constantly get the comments from people. If you object to any kind of gun restrictions, you get the comments from people who say, oh, well, I guess you don't want to do anything. No, there are so many things that we can do. For instance, all you have to do is look at what happened in the Parkland shooting in Broward County and examine the bad communication between the schools and the sheriff's office and parents and the community, and how Nicholas Cruz, there were 64 calls to that house. He had brought knives to school. He had threatened teachers. He had threatened other students. There were actually questionable things that sheriff's office could have done to arrest him and get him in front of a judge so he had been, could have been adjudicated, and then his information put into the NICS, which is the mechanism that's used for background checks. Instead, nothing was put in the NICS. So when Nicholas Cruz went and purchased a gun, he was able to do it legally.
Yep.
And the same thing happened with these last two shooters. They legally purchased weapons. How in the world are we going to stop that? And part of the thing is we need to strengthen the laws, enforce.
Yeah.
I mean, if you have Nicholas Cruz, who has 64 calls to his house for assaulting his mother, and they could have arrested him, they could have put him in juvenile hall. Well, he would have gotten help. And then it would have been put in the NICS, and then he wouldn't have been able to legally purchase a gun. But none of this happened. And so the thing that frustrates me is we are sitting here talking about new laws, new restrictions, when we don't even enforce the restrictions and the regulations already on the books. Why don't we try that first before we layer on new laws?
You're preaching to the choir, and there's no way to get these people to understand. Julian Dayton, the young animal there, and that's what I'll call him, the young
yeah.
animal who killed all those people, he was
yeah.
kicked out of Bellbrook High School for making a list
yeah.
of girls he wanted to kill.
To rape. And boys that he wanted to kill. Absolutely. And you know what? I've experienced this myself. You know what the problem is here? I guarantee you that school did not share that information. While they did, originally they shared the information that these lists existed. The kid was removed from the school, but then he was suddenly back. They interviewed, I think it was a New York Times article, they interviewed a cheerleader who was on the rape list, and she said he was just suddenly back, and the school did not warn me. Now, I've experienced this myself. My child was assaulted at school, and that school would not give me any information on what disciplinary actions they were going to take for the child who assaulted my son. They wouldn't let me see the video. It was absolutely terrible, and they kept screaming privacy, privacy, privacy for the assaulter. And so, you know, we could also, I mean, why doesn't some smart Democrat say, let's look at these privacy laws so that the innocent students that have to go to school with these lunatics have more rights so that parents can find out more about this stuff? I mean, I have no doubt that many parents didn't even know those lists existed. But you're right, that was actionable. Why law enforcement was not contacted and why parents were not involved in this and why that kid was not put in some sort of before a judge and adjudicated to see that if he needed mental health services.
Needed mental health services. Let me tell you what. The one classmate who said she didn't want to give her name out said the shooter once said that he, check this out, he fantasized about tying her up and slitting
yeah.
her throat. And
right,
I think
but
myself,
the thing is,
okay.
is that, but the reason I say adjudicated is because in order to trigger the NICS, you've got to go before a judge, you've
right.
got to be somehow, the judge has got to literally say, you're a nut, and you need mental health. This is how, the point I'm trying to say is there are regulations. Yeah. Government has limited who can own a gun. If you're a nut, you're not supposed to own a gun. But the only way that the person, the manufacturer, rather the seller knows that is when he does a background check. It's got to trigger, it's got to show these things. And if you're not entering things, if you're not adjudicating crazy students who need mental health services, it's never going to be. So again, my only point is, can we please, as a small government person, I worked on government affairs committee in the Senate. I used to get so frustrated that the Democrats would always, there'd be a problem and they'd always want to introduce a new bill. And we would sit there in the committee and we'd go, you know, there's 4,000 like laws already on the books that deal with this issue. Could we maybe do some oversight of the laws that are already on the books? And they never want to do it. It's always new stuff, new ideas, new solutions, instead of really, again, enforcing the laws that are already on the books.
Julie, I was, I had a license to carry concealed when I lived in Massachusetts
sure.
100 years ago. I had 22 pistols. You had to have your license
wow.
renewed every 4 years, okay? And
yeah.
the other pistols, they were just, they were kind of cool shooting pistols or collector's pistols,
yeah.
that kind of stuff. Anyway, I drank. I didn't go to the bar with my gun. I got dumped by girls. I never thought about going to shoot them and five other people.
Right.
You know, I can go through all the stuff that they're making excuses for these young people with. And the two things
oh, yeah.
I want to say about that. One is, I'd like to believe I had a good upbringing. Okay, I wasn't filled
yeah.
with hate and all that stuff. I didn't think the only way to the only solution was to actually take a gun and kill somebody. You know,
yeah.
and you just, you had to have your license renewed every 4 years. If there were complaints against you, if there were people in the community that made complaints against you, they would scrutinize you getting a license again.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, well, look, I mean, this is why the most law-abiding citizens if you look at the records, the most law-abiding citizens in the United States are gun owners. They want to keep their guns. But you know what? You know, when you put these restrictions, it doesn't hurt the gang member. It hurts the law-abiding citizen.
No, I grew up in Boston in the 70s, heavy mafia influence. You're going to tell me those guys with the pinky rings, they all had licenses to carry? Are you serious?
Yeah, I love the signs outside schools to say gun-free zone, as if that's really going to stop someone. They're going to go, oh, you know what, I didn't realize this was a gun-free zone,
yeah, they're up a
so
sign
I'm not
going to
go shoot up the place.
Here, there's nothing to stop you. I mean, really, seriously, I hate that. I know that even the district that I'm involved with, okay, and I'm not going to give out a whole bunch of information, but I mean, we do regular drills with the Sheriff's Department, with the FBI and what have you, to make sure we're ready for all of this. Our staff is taught as to what to look for, what to watch out for, but I don't know. I'd love to get involved. I should get involved in one of these trainings to find out what are we taught to get involved with from the inside, not looking from the outside, them coming towards us, but what are we looking for in the kids? What kids are we... Do we single out, if you would, or do we try to get help for? I wonder if we're being taught that, if they're being taught that in any school.
Well, look, you know, we're seeing the school is about to start, right? And we're going to have large collections of children in one place. And all the schools are gun-free zones, and they have one SRO, right, one, police officer in the schools.
Right.
You know, and then and you have this major problem. We got to solve it. And then you mention arming teachers. You mention bringing canines into schools. You mention locking it down, making it much more fortress-like. And then people are like, oh, but, you know, we want it to be like Mayberry. You know, I mean, look, you can't have both. If we're going to harden these schools and add more security and possibly arm teachers, it frustrates me so much. I have young children. My youngest is 8 years old. Sorry, he just turned 9. I should probably remember that. My youngest is 9 years old. And in their elementary school, there's no SRO. There's no security. But you know what they did? They made the kids take drills to zigzag and run. I mean, that's not good. That's not what I want my child to be exposed to.
Well, we'll talk about that more on the other side of the break. Jill Messina, your host, listen to Real Sides. Don't go far. A lot more coming up right after this.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help, so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and just truly being part of the conversation. And, you know, I got to tell you something. All this talk, you know, we've got the shootings going on, and I find the left a bunch of hypocrites. I've already told you that. You've had almost five, between Baltimore and Chicago alone, you've had almost 500 people killed in shootings in cities that don't allow guns. Let's start off there, okay? You've had almost, I think it was 2,000 or 2,600 people shot as a whole. I'm sorry, where's the weekend outrage? Where's the outrage every Monday morning from the elected
right.
officials in those areas? There isn't any. You know why? Because they really don't care. Okay, it's not political enough. It's not sexy enough. It doesn't carry the same. I mean, Sharpton can't make any money with those, only with this kind of thing. So that's why I have a hard time believing that they really care about us as a whole, if you would. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And let me just bring her back on. We're having a good conversation with Julie Gunlock. She is the director of Independent Women's Reform Center for Progress and Innovation. Not the kind of progress you most of us don't like. It's a good thing. She's also the author of a book called From Cupcakes to Chemicals, How the Culture of Alarmism Makes Us Afraid of Everything. And the part I like, How to Fight Back. And you have to fight back. You cannot let them run over you. Right, Julie?
Right, Joe. You know, my next book, I'm gonna title it one word, because it's such a mouthful to say that whole title of my book. So the next one will just be, you know, happy or something like that. Just one word. It's a lot easier for the radio host. I appreciate you. You did really well. Even my title is long. So
well, listen, I've got a book out. It's called Ramblings of a Right Wing Bible Thumping White Guy.
My joke. Are you allowed to publish that?
That's what I mean. I'm surprised Amazon didn't kill it. But my joke was, those are all labels the left has given me.
Oh,
I didn't give,
completely.
I didn't take any of those on. So let's explain what they are and get them out of the way. And it's just hilarious that a lot of people are offended by the title. Go, no, you gave me those titles. That's what you call me.
Exactly.
You know, so.
The actress Ellen Pompeo was accused of being racist over the weekend for something she said, and this is a woman who is married to a black man and has a mixed race child. I mean, everybody's a racist now. It's just this whole phrase has
Nancy
become
Pelosi's a racist. I mean, talk about eating your own. They have made this stuff so crazy that they're now eating their own. Everything is racism.
Everything's white supremacy. Everything's racism. It has rendered the terms completely meaningless. Yeah. It has made a joke of those words, which is really sad because, you know, there are a significant number of people in this country who still deal with you know, legitimate racism, where they're not getting positions that they deserve, or they're treated badly in their communities for their race. And we really need to identify that and call that out. But when you do that, it's just everybody sort of rolls their eyes, you know, and also these stunts, you know, that Georgia lawmaker who claimed that guy said, go back to your country, which was a lie. You know, so it's sort of, there's now this like idea, anytime an accusation comes out, you're going, is this a hoax? You know, it's just terrible because there are truly outrageous things that happen. And now people are going to doubt any kind of claims.
Yeah, and that's the sad part about the racism point. You must be listening to my show because I say it all the time. They've made these words of no effect. Racism doesn't mean what it means. 15 years ago, somebody had written me an email and said, Joe, you know, man, you really got that racism thing going on when you're on the show. You really sound like a racist.
Oh, you would have been horrified.
You're exactly right. I would have gone back and listened to what I said, done the apology. Now they say it. It's like, wow, cool.
Yawn.
I mean,
yawn.
It means nothing.
Yeah.
When peanut butter and jelly sandwiches are a sign of racism, that's a problem.
Yeah.
When Nancy Pelosi's called a racist, are we serious? I mean, I don't even like the woman, but are we serious? You know,
I mean, when there are parody Twitter accounts about, like, you know, a woke person like Tatiana McGrath, and you can't tell it's parody, there's something wrong going on. I mean, I think you probably saw the coverage of that socialist gathering where they couldn't even get it was beautiful. And actually, it was very reassuring because it's clear that the socialists will never get anything done, so that's great. But, you know, they couldn't even get the meeting started because they had to listen to a list of grievances, which were totally absurd. You know, don't use gendered pronouns. You know, don't talk to each other. Don't whisper to each other. I mean, it was crazy. And
no
so,
clapping.
You know,
no clapping.
No,
right?
No clapping.
No clapping.
Yeah, just jazz hands. So, you know, I think we really are through the looking glass at this point. We are living in very strange times. But there is something serious about that. You know, when people experience real racism, you know, when that term is diminished like it has been, there's real cost to that. And that's too bad, because I think that racism certainly does exist in this country. There are white supremacists. I don't think it's this huge, big problem. I think it's like, you know, we have this march in Washington, this white supremacist march in Washington, and like five fat dudes showed up, right? And there were like, you know, there were, you know, police officers from every quadrant of the three states. And so, you know, it is overblown, and that's too bad, because, again, it draws attention away from the real problems.
You know, it's funny you say that, because I tell people all the time, there are 770,000 police officers in this country. And not that one life taken is okay, but you have maybe 100, 150 instances a year where you have a rogue cop, a truly racist cop that goes bad. And we paint the other, you know, 770 plus thousand as if they're all bad like that. It's not right. It's not fair. It's not the right thing to do. And it's the same thing in all of these. You can't just go down the line and paint with that broad of a brush. It just isn't the right thing to do.
Well, we're seeing that more and more now. I mean, now it's not just that Trump's bad. It's that anybody who supports him or even you know, I've been very skeptical. I was very skeptical of Trump to begin with. I'm very, very pleased with many of his policies, the untangling of the regulations, the tax breaks, and certainly the judges. And I'm actually very happy with some of his foreign policy decisions. But you know, now it's not just that if you, you know, praise some of his policies, if you in any way support him, you too are contributing to white supremacy. You too are a Nazi. It's just, it's insanity. And this is part of the alarmism that I write about. This is kind of part of the hysteria that I write about.
Julie, I have to tell you, you know, and hold your breath for a second, but I do think that President Trump has a few mental issues, and I'll tell you why. I can prove this, okay? You know, he hates women, and somehow he keeps appointing to women, appointing women to positions of authority. He just recently appointed another Hispanic woman to the FDA, right?
And I know.
Let me see. He hates black people, which is why he's the first president, right, that did the Martin Luther King Jr. Park that the other two black presidents, Billy Bob Clinton and Obama, couldn't seem to do on their own. Oh,
well,
he hates Jews.
Well,
he hates
Jews. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, but also don't forget to the Never Trumpers, you know, like the folks at Bulwark. Don't forget, he's both a total nitwit, but he's also a genius who was able to pull off a Manchurian candidate type stealing of the election. I mean, it's just the inconsistencies that you see in Trump hatred world is really
funny. I want you to think about something. They're telling us that he's a Russian agent, right? They're telling us that he's somehow. All right. And what did you watch this weekend? They were calling each other comrade. Okay.
Oh, I know. But it's not just Trump. Mitch McConnell's also is a Russian plant or what?
Right.
A Russian asset.
Tulsi Gabbard, right?
Tulsi Gabbard.
This is a real dementia. I mean, this Trump derangement syndrome is real. It needs to be put in the books. And the American Psychological Society needs to take that on as issue, right? I mean, nuts. These people
Psychological Society isn't beating up on gun owners, they might pivot to examining the mindset of the Never Trumper, which is truly, I mean, look, it's fine. I understand from the left seeing this kind of insanity, but, you know, this sort of the Never Trump sort of contingent among conservative intellectuals is especially baffling to me.
Yeah, it is. All right, Julie, tell people where they can find more of your writings and get more information on you if they want to.
All of my writing is at IWF.org. I'm in a lot of national newspapers around, but everything's cataloged there. And we have a lot of great female writers, right-of-center writers, and we cover a lot of issues from healthcare to work-life balance, taxation, regulations, all sorts of stuff. So check us out.
Yeah, please go there, and don't be afraid of the term Women's Forum Center for Progress. She's obviously...
I might need to change that.
Listen, you know, today's world, you would think that progress would be a decent word. But they've taken that word over and they've made it disgusting.
I will make one last thing. You know, progress is also, we've got some segments of conservatives, for instance, who are anti-vax, who are afraid of certain pesticides, who are afraid of GMOs. These are all things that farmers and scientists have developed over the years that have really helped yield, have vaccines, have helped people stay safe. And so progress is not always a welcome thing on the right, too. So support to remind people, progress is good.
Gotta go. Good. Thanks for being with me tonight. So much appreciated.
Thanks for having me.
Yep. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. A lot more coming up after the break. Please don't go far.